There's already people in here, huh? Hello, welcome. We are a little bit early right now, so we'll just wait for everyone to get in a little bit. If you guys hear some road sounds, it's just because I have the window open. I have a little bit of a headache, so I was hoping to get a little bit of fresh air. So if you guys hear like a motorcycle or cars or even my neighbors, don't be too alarmed. Live in quite a little bustling neighborhood, so. Alright, so welcome to SheenaCast number 2. Originally, we were supposed to be making some beef stew together. But I have a deadline. I have Sakana deadline coming up tomorrow, and I admittedly haven't really made a lot of progress over the week, so I decided to just work on this crazy deadline and talk a little bit about like these marshmallows that have been accumulating in my inbox for a couple of days, a week since our last one. So, yeah. Again, thank you for coming to my stream earlier. I wasn't feeling so great all day. It was really, really hard for me to get out of bed. And, yeah, I was just extremely tired. I think it's just because I streamed a lot in the past two, three days. And kind of wanted to push my limits a little bit. But, yeah, I forgot that I had a deadline coming up and all this crazy stuff. So, hopefully after today, it'll get much easier. So, let's start with the first question from 6 days ago. What do you think about Remy's spider noodle and ant soda? I think it's terrible. I don't know about Remy's spider noodle and ant soda. Is it about the fridge? Because you guys know what I think about that. I was there to help her make sure she doesn't gas herself with bleach mixtures. You know, very concerning. I hope Faye's house happens soon so we can keep an eye out on our dearest Remy and other talents who may not be so, how do you say this, inclined when it comes to chores. I hope maybe Faye's house can happen and we can keep them safe. But for now, it's just a pipe dream until then. I just wanted to say that sometimes I feel sad and I always forget a really important lesson that helps me deal with that. Your streams and the whole comfy supportive atmosphere help remind me of it. So I wanted to share it with you. I'd forgotten that even in small gestures, I am capable of being a positive influence to others, and I am capable of putting a smile on other people's faces, telling compliments, catching up with a friend who I haven't talked to in a while, or even being considerate to total strangers on Discord. Small things like that go a long way. When I think of the world through those lenses, I am always reminded that I am probably doing great on this earth, despite me feeling unsatisfied about many other aspects of life. What truly matters, in the end, is our relationship with other people and the memories we have with them. That being said, I'll try my best to be the best fan I can be for great shared memories that go beyond your career. Thank you for being awesome. Thank you to whoever sent this, Maro. It means a lot that I could bring you some support in your life. And yes, it is true. I feel like a lot of us are on this world and we are presented with a lot of trials and tribulations. I don't really think anybody out there feels completely satisfied with your life. Be it, they might even have like a bunch of money. They might even have all the money in the world, but I don't even think those people are completely satisfied with their lives. Yeah, even the most productive of people have like the best jobs ever. There are trials and tribulations that they'll go through, and they're probably not as perfect and happy as you think, especially people online. So it's best to remember that the happiness is in the mundane and in the small things. So if I could be a part of that happiness, then that's really cool. That's really cool. That's all I want. So yeah, keep doing your best. And yeah, don't give up, even if things get really tough sometimes. Thank you again for your message. Mima, do you have any advice on how to deal with anxiety? Much love for you. This one, I had to think a lot about this question because anxiety is something that I personally have dealt with all my life. I'm very familiar with it. It manifests in different ways. I have like some nervous tics that I have. Like one is where I rub my collarbones or pick at my skin. I have really bad anxiety. Let's just put it that way. It's hard. It's hard because it's something that I'm also learning how to do, how to deal with anxiety. Obviously, one is, of course, seeing a professional for it. If it gets bad enough, which I do see a therapist and regularly see my doctor for this issue, as well as, you know, if applicable medication. But it's hard because it feels like it's one of those things that keep you back in life, especially in maybe you work at an office and there's like, you got to deal with a lot of people, or you really want to move up and you feel like your anxiety is keeping you back. You got to remember that just because you have this problem, this thing that you deal with, it's not a part of you. It's just something that you deal with, right? So just because you're going to have a harder time stepping forward to do some of those things doesn't mean that it makes you a lesser person. You know, it's because it's something that you deal with. So don't let yourself be held back by those things and make you feel like a lesser person because you're struggling to do those things. I always just try to push myself out of my comfort zone. So for example, I wanted to try out for a higher position at my work, but I felt like my anxiety was too bad. So there was two rounds that I didn't apply for, right? And then the one time that I finally applied to that position, I got it. And it was only anxiety that held me back. So sometimes you gotta live a little bit outside of that comfort zone and see how far you can push it. And maybe you'll become stronger and those things won't make you as anxious the next time you do it. It sounds like shock therapy. Don't push yourself too far though, but just try to not always stay in your comfort zone. Otherwise, you will always feel nervous about that one thing, is all I can say. I'm not a professional though, so make sure you do get some pro advice from people who actually help you with this. I also make a list of things that I do when I'm anxious. Like, either I draw something or I write it down in a journal whenever I get into those weird ruts. Weird low parts of my day, I would like to write down all those feelings. What you shouldn't do though is make menhara posts on public channels. I used to do that too. Yeah, just don't do that. You'll regret it. You'll regret it. Just make sure to deal with it in a healthy way, and that you won't regret later. If that makes sense. Mima, I'm curious if the jumping jacks you did before your debut really reduced your anxiety or not. They do a little bit because your adrenaline will rush and then you're too distracted by the physical activity and your heart pumping that you can't really tell if you're sweating because you're nervous or if you just did the exercise. For me, it really helped. For me, it really helped just get the nerves out. But I was still nervous. I was still nervous, but it made it a little better. It's not like a fix-all sort of situation, but it definitely helps. So I highly recommend it. Just do some cardio 30 minutes before whatever speaking event you need to do. Yeah, it helps a little bit. Okay, next one. Speaking as one hag to another, can you give me some pointers on using Paint 3D? I do not know what Paint 3D is. Is that the new Windows Paint? I'm not trying to make masterpieces, I just want to make funny memes and stuff. I get confused why sometimes background is transparent and sometimes it isn't, or how to copy paste stuff and then remove or change your background. Should I just bite the bullet and learn Photoshop? So, I've never worked with this program, so I don't know what it's supposed to be, but layers are like think of an onion or like just transparent sheets one on top of each other. If you make a transparent layer, then obviously you're taking a transparent sheet and putting it on the other. Sometimes you get an opaque piece of paper and put it underneath it all, you know, and it won't be transparent. That's the best way I could explain it. It's like a piece of paper versus a transparent overlay that you stack on top of each other. So you don't have to draw all in one layer. Say you want to draw the face on one layer, but on top you can draw the hair on another layer so you can separate it, you know, so it's not all together and it's easier to manage sometimes, or harder, depending on what you're doing. I can't teach you these skills. I feel like you would do best to maybe go online for a tutorial. It's hard to answer this question here or in general because I don't use that program. And these are dependent on a lot on which program you use for when you draw. So yeah, definitely there's lots of sources online. I'm definitely not the expert on these things. I'm also a learning artist. But good luck. Good luck. Also, if you do want to become a professional, I would suggest you bite the bullet and learn Photoshop since it is the industry standard. But if you're just making memes, you don't really need that. Though, it'll probably help you because I don't think there's like a text tool in Paint 3D. I have no idea. I wouldn't know. This is not a topic that I know how to answer well. So, just yeah, sorry about that. Let's skip this one. Hold on. Mima, thanks for reading this. I have just one thing to ask. Do you have any specific exercise routine and diet? By the way, you probably already have been told that, but your voice is amazing. Your singing voice is truly angelical, but your talking voice is a type I'd love to hear every day. Thank you for liking my voice. Thank you. You guys compliment me a lot on that, and it truly means a lot. Again, I have a complex, so thank you. Thank you. Do I have a specific exercise routine right now? No, because my goal is just to do 30 minutes of what I can every single day. So right now, I only have the capacity to do 30 minutes of like walking or Stairmaster every day. That's all I do right now. When I was really in shape, I did exercise for at least 1 hour every day, alternating between cardio and strength training. And strength training, it would be like, for example, I'll do cardio one day and I'll do upper body cardio, lower body cardio, abs, and it would kind of do that. And then I would exercise for 6 days a week and then one break day. As for diet, right now I just cook healthy food at home. I rarely eat out. And yeah, there's nothing really specific there right now. But when I was really in shape, it was more specific. It would be in the morning, I'd start the day off with a protein shake, and then I'd eat a snack, something with protein and carb, and then I'd have another, I have like 6 meals a day, and then work out really hard. But I don't have time for that right now, so I've just been doing my 30 minutes exercise and eating once or twice a day, depending on how hungry I am. And it's usually just some form of cabbage, chicken, cabbage, beef. As you know, I'm struggling. We're living the struggle life right now, so I eat a lot of cabbage and cheap cuts of meat. That's all I do. I'm not in peak condition right now, so I'm just sort of maintaining my current lifestyle and making sure that nothing crazy happens, just staying healthy, you know? Miss Sheena, I'm just writing here to say that I'll patiently wait for the day you get 3D so I can see your cake in all its glory. I'm waiting for that too. I would also like to see my cake, to be quite honest. I hope that they give me a round one. I hope Mama gives me a round one and not flat. That would be a shame. I will specifically request my cake be glorious. How about that? Thanks for being who you are, an overly sincere anatomy appreciator. Well, overly sincere anatomy appreciator, I'm so happy that you like my design and are patiently awaiting to see my cake. I'm so glad that you guys are also butt people. How do you say this? Cake appreciators? I think that's very cultured of you guys. I think that's very cultured of you guys, and I hope you continue to be a very cultured base, a tin of cookies. That'll be great if you guys can stay interested in that sort of thing. Sorry if my responses are a little bleh today. My brain is half working. I am so tired. I don't think I slept properly in 3 days. So, I'm so sorry. Hold on. I just realized I probably should have my Discord up. Give me 1 second. Do we have a thread today? Do we have a thread? Hold on. Wah! Original. Come on. Oh god, I have to scroll all the way down in Discord. I have to back read later. There's so many messages. Okay. Here we are. Do we have one? I don't know. Oh, there is. Yeah, there's one here. Hello. Yeah, sorry. I'm so tired, I forgot about this. Yeah, if you are in the Space Connect Discord, there's gonna be a Sheena Twitter Space section under the Butter Cookies. The Butter Cookies channel. Yeah. Make sure to get proper rest and hello. Thank you. I'll try. I'm working very hard right now because I'm trying to work hard and play really hard at the end of the week. But as you guys can hear in my voice, I'm really struggling a little bit, but it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I'll try to keep my tension up. Hi, Mima. You're such a genuine person. Know that I mean, we appreciate you and what you do very much. What's your opinion on having watch-alongs of movies, events, animes, and so on? I'm sure I share a positive sentiment with several cookies towards the possibility of listening to your reactions and opinions while consuming some interesting media together. I am pro watch-along. I do feel like it's a little early to have them since I'm not sure how strong of a fan base we have at the beginning, all of us for Gen 2. I think we'll wait a little bit until memberships and the community mature a little bit before having something like that, because I feel like watch-alongs can be really dull if you're not really into, or like if you're not like a super fan of such streamers. Like they can get quite dull. So I just want to wait a little before I do them because they're not something I'm used to doing, personally. Yeah, because you can, like, we're just sitting there, right? And occasionally chiming in here and there. And yeah, I've never done something like that before. Yeah, we'll have them later though. I do plan to. Hold on. Let me drink some water. So dry today. Right. Yeah, but you guys can suggest movies. The more terrible the movie, the better, I feel like. Like The Room. Or something like that. Which I never watched, The Room, by the way. That might be a good one. But do you guys really want to sit through another The Room watch along? Do you guys really want that? Or we could do like the Mummy movie watch alongs or some 90s movie kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, membership. Probably we will do memberships and stuff like that. Face off. Face off. Or like cringy reality TV shows. I feel like that would make for very, very fun content. I feel like that would make for very fun content, like unhinged American reality TV. Or is that just me? I did watch the VelociPastor, actually. I did. I did. Maybe I could drag the others to watch it. It's so bad that it's such a good time. In my opinion, I don't know about everyone else, but that's what I think. I think it's quite a fun movie because it's so bad. Yeah. Weird stuff like Doctor Who? No, we need to watch stuff that's so bad. Like, so bad it's funny. Or we could watch the original Star Trek together. Something like that. Something cheesy. Yeah, we'll come up with something. Let's see. Yeah, with all of Gen 2 would be really fun. Would be really, really fun. Doctor Who's a bit weird. It's a bit weird, but it's not bad. I was there. Who killed Captain Alex? Yeah. I don't know. That movie didn't make any sense to me. But it was funny. Let's see here. I heard you love boomer music like Whitney Houston. I want to know, what are your top five songs from her? Oh, this is hard. This is hard. Let me pull up her discography. Let's see. I Have Nothing is my first, is my favorite. Was it this one? When You Believe, I mean, that's like a cross with Mariah Carey. When You Believe from the movie, Prince of Egypt? Prince of Egypt? Was that the one? Every night we pray. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Oh my god, the moisturize me thing. Yeah, I've seen it everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, that song. I really like that song. I do like. Let's see. What Those are like my two favorites. Those are the ones I sing. Of course, I want to dance with somebody. Oh no, that's not the right Whitney. That's not the right Whitney. That's not a different Whitney. God damn it, Google. That's not Whitney Houston. That's a different Whitney, right? Man. God damn it. Let's see here. Yeah, I only sing really those two. Unless I'm missing one. Oh, Greatest Love of All. Yeah, there's that one. Yeah. That one's very nice. What else? I don't have five. Sadly, I don't know how to sing all of them. As you know, it takes me like. Is it Whitney Houston? Is it? I don't know. Not very cultured about these sort of things. I admittedly don't listen to all too much music, since, I have sensory issues when I'm working, so it's hard for me to find time to listen to music. And when I learn a song, it takes me to a point where it's singable, performable. It takes me about a month. Which is a long time, but I'm somebody who likes to do things slow and steady. I like to perfect something before I present it to the world. So it's hard. I have to pick like one song a month to learn, and it's just me and my coach grinding at it for sometimes more than a month. My next cover that's gonna come out, I practiced 6 months. I learned that song. It took me 6 months. Something like that. Yeah, something like that. Something like that. Yeah. I know it's a long time, but there's a lot that goes into it. Sheena, we already know that you feel good when you hear nice comments from the community, but how do you handle your emotions when somebody says something mean to you? So this one's a good question. A very good question. I don't handle it well. I'll be honest. I don't handle mean comments very well. It seems like it because I want to only show you guys the good parts of me. When I feel sad, I tend not to talk about it online. I try not to. I keep that to myself or I talk to my gen mates. But I don't think that's something that I like to publicly put out there, but it's something that I don't really deal with very well. It seems like I'm dealing with it well because I'm still functioning and I show up on stream with like good energy, but yeah, mean things do still bother me. I'm not, how do you say this? I'm not invincible. I'm actually quite sensitive, and it took me quite a long time to get to a point where I can function even when people are trying to actively be very mean. Very, very mean. Yeah. Yeah. There are mean things. I'm not completely free of anti, experiencing stuff from that. I do know what's going on, and oftentimes, luckily, being in a company, I'm able to go to management and get support from management, get support from my gen mates, and everybody has been extremely kind in helping me navigate this environment, which helps a lot. But I try not to think about those things because right now I'm talking to many, many of you. I don't know how many of you are in here, but all of you, obviously, I'm assuming, aren't going to be one of those people. So I like to think about my community, the people who watch me every day, the people I talk to every day, and you guys are the ones that I'm making my content for, not the people who post terrible things about me on different places. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's kind of like, yeah. Like I'm really appreciative. I'm really appreciative of my community, and I want that to be the main focus and not being mauled by anti comments or negative comments on my things. Like I try to not cause you guys any worry or pain. I want you guys to feel appreciated and noticed. And cater to, especially, instead of the antis, right? If I address them too much, then I would be giving them way too much attention and not you guys, and that would be very unfair to everyone. And if you guys haven't seen anything bad yet, it's because the mods have been doing an amazing job, first of all. Thank you, Mods. And it's because I have filters on my like comments, and I delete all the stuff without a word. Yeah, I don't even give it my time of day these days. Yeah. How do I deal with it? I just try not to give it time of day. Or I will go and reach out to somebody who I can trust. But never, never should you put those negative people's comments and stuff, you know, general attitude towards you above the love that you're getting from everyone else. And that's a lesson that I've learned over the past couple years, actually. Very important lesson for any content creator. Very harsh one as well. It's easy to rant about stuff like that, but once you do, it invites more of that sort of thing. So just try to keep going. Think about the good things. And it's okay to cry sometimes, but just keep going. Just keep going. What can they do, you know? Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, as I said, there is stuff. If you pay really close attention, there are stuff that hangs around and chat sometimes. The mods have been doing an amazing job, so sleep is unneeded. You guys are around the clock. I don't know when you guys sleep, if you guys ever, but I really appreciate all the help that you guys have done, especially for my chat, because, yeah. Let's see. Hot or cold showers? Hot. I like my showers hot. Hot, hot, hot. Except for my hair. I shower my hair with cold because it's blonde. And hot water kind of ruins it if you are a bottle blonde. So, cold showers. Cold showers for hair. Hot showers for everything else. I like it to feel like I'm steaming like a crab in a steamer. You sleep at 5 a.m.? Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah. You've seen a couple of weird questions from new people, but that's about it. Yeah, that's good. Even in my morrows, you know, I have to clear them before answering them. I get more than a couple weird ones in there, or negative ones, and I just ignore them. Whatever. It's there, you know? Let's see here. What else? Yeah, if it don't burn, it ain't good. I like to come out red as a lobster. Red as a lobster. I don't like cold showers. I really don't. Do you have any rituals? Pre-stream ritual, wake-up ritual, bedtime ritual, socializing ritual, workout ritual, or anything else you simply have to do in order to be ready or prepared to take on a task or activity? Well, I do have a couple. Of course, my 30-minute Stairmaster ritual. That's a ritual. Pre-stream, I always do several things. Several things I do. I stretch a little bit. I fill up two water bottles. It always has to be two water bottles. And put it beside me on my desk. I have to refill my humidifier. Make sure it's filled up all the way and start it up. I pop in a throat lozenge. And then I sit down and I make a Twitter post that I'm about to go live. And then I would warm up my voice using the techniques that I learned through my vocal coach. And then I hit go live 5 minutes, 4 to 5 minutes, 4 to 5 minutes before actually going live for the waiting room. And yeah, just take deep breaths and prep myself for stream. That's my pre-stream ritual every day. That's what I'm doing. I start prepping an hour before the stream, so you'll see me kind of an uptick in activity right an hour before my stream. I also like to get up, brush my teeth, brush my hair, and then I take 10 minutes to talk to you guys in the Butter Cookie channel. At least greet you guys. That's a part of my new ritual lately. I haven't had time to say goodnight to you guys, so I haven't, but eventually when things settle down, I'll be able to say goodnight to you guys as well. Yeah. Yeah, that's the ritual. Oh, also shower before bedtime. I do that too. I used to use a white noise thing 30 minutes before bed to try to fall asleep because I had insomnia, but it hasn't been a problem since I started working out, so. Yeah. Yeah. Or I also make food 3 times a week because I make big portions. So I like to cook after stream. I like to cook anytime from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'm in the kitchen. Yeah. Doing dishes and taking care of the kitchen and cooking food. Yeah. Yeah. Working out really fixes sleep issues. It really does. If you guys have insomnia, I highly recommend just doing some sort of movement. It really helps. It really, really, really helps. Like, it's insane. It's insane. Helps with getting tired. Yeah, it does. It really does. Sometimes, because you're so idle every day, this is a problem with me lifestyle, is that you're so idle, you're not doing anything. You're not burning off enough energy, so when you try to go to sleep, you're just on your phone, and you're just never able to sleep. There's always something on your mind. It's good to be physically doing something every day to help you to, sleep. Yeah, sleep like a baby every night. Very important. Very important, you guys. Better sleep. Hi, Sheena. From the day I saw you, I always want to say that you are as beautiful as the stars you sow. I really like seeing you improve on your gaming streams. With that in mind, do you have any plans to touch any of the Soulsborne series? I hope Sheena is always in good health. Yes, I do. Thank you. Thank you for saying I'm beautiful. Thank you. I'm glad you guys are liking the improvement on my gaming. Again, I'm not a gamer, but I really like to get better at gaming. So hopefully, today was miserable. I did so bad today on that last fight before I stopped. My sword is broken. My life is destroyed. I am in shambles, but you know what? We can redeem ourselves next time. We're still debuffed, though, so I don't know how that's gonna go. Do I have any plans to touch any of the Soulsborne series? Yes! I hope to play through another playthrough of DS3. I already finished it, but I want to play it again. I'm probably not gonna be any better, but, you know, whatever. I think my next Soulsborne game, though, I think I'm going to use a capture card and use my PS5 and play, I know, Bloodborne. You can play it through PS5. So I want to play Bloodborne really badly. Yeah. You're better than a lot of people out there. I'm glad. Like my other friend said, for a VTuber, I'm above average. For a VTuber, I'm above average. It's concerning, but it is what it is. For a VTuber, I'm above average. Because VTubers aren't gamers. A lot of them aren't. There's not a lot of, like, I feel like there's not a lot of, good gamer VTuber girls. Bloodborne is absurdly good, yeah. I haven't played through much of it, so. But I like the aesthetic of Bloodborne a lot better than the Souls series. There's just something about it. Yeah. Yeah, for gamer standards, I'm, like, really subpar, but for VTuber standards, I'm above average. I'm very self-aware, okay? I'm self-aware of my position and how I suck at games. You guys don't need to tell me twice. Skilled gamer VTubers, I've only seen, like, maybe 5. Maybe 5. Yeah, the Lovecraftian thing really does it for me. Yeah. That was funny. What Chao once said, one day Sakuna will have his Botan. We were talking about it in the meeting that Mumi was saying we were trying to find, they were trying to scout another gamer, but we just couldn't. So we just couldn't? Yeah. So keep that in mind. If you are a cute girl gamer, VTuber, are good at games, maybe when auditions open up next time, you can become my kohai. Who knows? Who knows? Yeah. We need to find our botan one day. Yeah. So one day Sakuna will have that dream fulfilled. Hopefully. Hopefully. No guarantees, though. I'm just out here saying stuff. Let's see what else. Hi, Mima. Everything that's brought you to where you are today makes you very special to me. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for not letting life get the best of you. You inspire me, and I'm grateful to have found you. Your kindness and laughter always brings a smile to my face. Can you tell us a story about the stars? First of all, thank you. Thank you for your kind words. I had a really rough time in the past. I was an extra sad girl. And through a series of fortunate events, I ended up here. And I will always be forever grateful for being accepted into the FaZe family. I seriously wasn't. Again, I wasn't expecting to be chosen at all. It's quite a miracle, actually. Quite a miracle. Thank you. Thank you. For, yeah, for everything. Thank you. I can tell you a story about the stars. Let's see here. Do you guys know the legend of Orihime? The legend of Tanabata? I'll read out something for you guys. This is from the website about Tanabata. Alright. This is where a lot of my name comes from. The Amanogawa part of my name is from this legend. So, yeah. The legend behind the festival of Tanabata is about a princess called Orihime, who spent all her days weaving exquisite clothes for her father, the King of Heaven. She met a cowherder by the name of Hikoboshi, and the two fell madly in love. But the two spent more and more time together, they neglected their responsibilities. Orihime's father, Tentei, became angry and separated the two by placing them on opposite sides of the Amanogawa of the Amanogawa, which means Amano River, which is Milky Way. Finally, Tentei agreed for the couple to meet once a year on the seventh day of the seventh month, my birthday. Unable to cross the river the first year, Orihime cried until a flock of magpies formed a bridge with their wings. It is believed, though, that if it rains, the celestial sweethearts will remain separated for another year. As a result, many children rejoice when the weather is good. As a child, if the sky was clear, I used to go up to the balcony and watch the stars for hours, called Nakajima Caldwell. Known by astronomers as the Summer Triangle, the stars representing Orihime, Vega, Hikoboshi, Altair, and the Magpie Bridge, Deneb, are clearly visible in the summer sky. Two of the most renowned Tanabata festivals take place in Sendai, in Miyagi Prefecture, and Hiratsuka in Kanagawa Prefecture. Elaborate decorations line the streets, along with food stalls and performances. Hiratsuka's festival is from July 5th to 7th. The 400-year-old Sendai Tanabata Festival takes place from August 6th to 8th in accordance with the traditional lunar calendar and kicks off with a huge firework display on August 5th. Sendai residents take particular pride in the special streamers they make out of washi paper, which are meant to represent the yarns Orihime wove. Yeah, that is the story of Tanabata. Yeah, so it's about a weaver or seamstress who lived on one side of the Milky Way, the Amanogawa, who fell in love with a prince on the other side of the Amanogawa River. And they fell in love. Yeah. Star-crossed lovers. Lovely story. Yeah. I hope that satisfied your story thing today. Yeah. That's a story about the stars. Let's see what else. Up here. All right. Hi, Sheena. This might be a long message, but it's because I really want to convey my gratitude to you, Gen 2, and the rest of Phase Connect. You gals have really done such a great job as entertainers, as well as forming good bonds with your communities. You know what? I forgot to record this space. So I apologize. Hold on. I just realized that. I forgot completely to record this. Sorry about that. So, well, oof. It's okay. I'm sorry. I'm really out of my element today. Really, really tired. I'm being very sloppy with my work. Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry. Sorry, guys. My mistake. You guys have been really done such a great job as entertainers, as well as forming good bonds with your communities. I've been going through a tough spot in my life. Having you all in chat as an avenue of entertainment / relief has really brought up my spirits. I look forward to watching along and chatting with everyone for a whole lot longer. Thank you once again for all your hard work thus far, Mima, and much love. First of all, thank you. Thank you for your wonderful message. I'm so sorry that you're going through a tough spot in your life. I know exactly how that feels. Coming out of the lowest point in my life as well, prior to Phase Connect. Holy crap. The JDM boys. There's a bunch of rice racer people who live down the street, and they always do this every night. I'm so sorry. You still hear them? Oh my god. Yeah, again, I was saying, I was also coming out of a tough spot. So I'm really glad that our content has brought you some joy in your life in your hard times, and I hope things get better for you like they did for me. Yes. Rice rollers, yeah. They always use their, what I like to call, fart cans and put down the street really loud. And I live by a really long street, like just a straight road, so they like to do their thing there. You know how it is. Fart cans, yeah! Or, you know, rap cans, whatever you like to call it. Because that's what it sounds like. It's just a car fart. It's literally what it is. When the exhaust, they put something on their exhaust and it just farts down the street and they're like, wow, it sounds so good. And I'm just like, it sounds so bad. Yeah. Yeah. I hate that. I hate it so much. I hate it so much. I will not become the brat VTuber. I refuse. I refuse. Yeah, don't put the fart can on your car. It sounds terrible. Everybody else hates it. I don't know why people think it's cool. Absolutely. Number one pet peeve ever. Don't like car exhaust modifications. Hate it so much. Hello, Mima. Do you have any tips on drawing face and head? I've been stuck at that part. Well, our first drawing lesson is tomorrow. We're going to draw super deformed characters, so not tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? Yeah, it is tomorrow. Oh, man, I have not prepped for that stream at all. Another thing to do. Man, come to my stream tomorrow. We will learn how to draw together. Is it all right to call you Sheena, or do you prefer Vima? Either is fine. If you don't want to call me Vima, that's absolutely fine. You can call me Sheena. There's nothing wrong with calling me by the name that was given to me. Whatever you prefer. You can call me Granny. Call me Sheena. Call me Vima. You can call me whatever you want. Seamstress? I don't know. Whatever works for you. Whatever you're most comfortable with calling me. Yes. Sheema. Sheema, that sounds real weird. Like some sort of a creature from the abyss. Yeah. Like some sort of a creature from the abyss. Let's see. Which of the Royal Dansk butter cookies is the best shape? I do like the swirly one. There's a swirly one with the hole in it. I also like the pretzel shape. Very good. Very good shapes. Very good shapes. Those are my two favorites. Yeah. He-Man fanfic? Wait! There's He-Man fanfiction? I should not ask. Of course there is. Of course there is. Among Us Sawa? No, that one is banished to the Shadow Realm. Among Us Sawa banished the Shadow Realm. No, not that one. Yeah, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Is there, like, what, He-Man Skeletor fanfiction? That's really cursed. Wait, let me search it up. No, should I? Do I want that in my search history? Okay, fine. Archive? Of our own He-Man. Oh no! There is! Oh no! No! Not like this! Oh man! Oh, I hate this so much. I can't believe people write this stuff. Okay, let's see. Oh my god. Oh no! Oh no, there's one where it's Skeletor slash Reader! Why would you do this? Oh my god, no! No! The freaking tags, though, are terrible. Oh. Oh, no. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Oh, God. Okay, never mind. I don't want to read this. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Well, my hope in humanity has decreased quite a bit from that. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Mima, all the constellations you sewn in the sky are so pretty. Which one is your favorite? Cancer. Cancer constellation. Because it's a crab. I think I already said that earlier in a stream, but I do love me crab motifs. I do love me some crab motifs in my life. Crabs, cute and delicious. Perfect form. Did you know that all crustaceans are kind of evolving into crabs? That's how you know. That's how you know that crabs have, like, truly become the pinnacle of evolution. Yeah. Yeah. The pinnacle. The apex of evolution. We will all become crab one day. I can bet on it. The ultimate life form. Agreed. There's probably a planet out there with life, but it's just intelligent crabs. They have reached the apex of civilization. Yeah. Let's see here. I often forget about brush opacity when drawing. Ended up getting stuck with whatever canvas I was using for the base color. Those are two separate things, right? They're two separate issues. Do you have any tips for not failing or falling into this issue? That's a skill issue. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you other than to, you know, remember to check. Maybe put a sticky note on your monitor and tell yourself to remember. Skill issue. Skill issue. I'm sorry, friend. That is something I can't help you with. Yeah. Yeah. Other than, you know, just constantly reminding yourself. I don't have any tips for you because I always mess up too. Yeah, basically get good. I'm sorry. Granny told me to get good. I'm sorry, but it's true. It's true. It's true. Let's see. What was your dream job when you were little? Also, from what you told us, you seem to have worked in many different fields. Did you always follow your passions, or are you trying to acquire as many skills as possible? Neither. I was trying to survive. I was trying to survive. Let's put it this way. The gods wanted me out of their domain at a very early age. There just wasn't a lot of resources around to have me continue to be around. Not that I was particularly unruly or anything. I was a very great student and always did my best. I've been working since I was very young. As soon as the age of work was, like, as soon as I reached the age at which I was allowed to work on Earth, I went and worked. And I started as a waitress in a restaurant. Getting paid under the table and everything. To, you know, many, many other jobs. And I went on to IT, many IT jobs. I was just trying to survive, just trying to live. It wasn't really me following my passions. It was out of necessity that I required these skills. I did have a lot of hobbies. Obviously, I liked art, but I quit for 10 years to try to survive. And I cosplayed at a certain point before, obviously. I was into cosplay. I did arts and crafts. There's things I did on the side, but in terms of work and career, I always did things to simply survive. Simply survive. I wasn't really trying to acquire those skills. I just kind of had to do it. So, yeah. Yeah, I was a cosplayer for a long time. I did modeling, too. I did modeling for a while. I did a couple of... My hate for JDM comes from a stint in my past that I was a car show model for a while. A race queen. So, yeah, that was a stint in my life that I did that. And then, yeah, I've just been everywhere. It was out of necessity, really. I'm not gonna say who I cosplayed as. I know what you guys do in your spare time. Some of you like to go dig into things that you guys shouldn't be digging in. Yeah. I was a Taobao model, like a Taobao cosplay model. So maybe you guys already seen my face and you guys just don't know. You guys just don't know if you guys ever shopped on Taobao for a cosplay. Anyways. Kayfabe appreciator. Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Yeah, anyways, moving on. let's see here. Oh, I didn't tell you guys too. Yeah, there was a time where I did try to follow my dreams and I tried to get into K-pop. I wanted to be a K-pop idol. So I did a lot of training for that. Ended up not making it. Ended up not making it. So a lot of those skills luckily were applicable to VTubing. Yeah. That was another stint in my life. Yeah. Yeah, I had a colorful past. I had a colorful, colorful past. Yeah. Well lived. A life well lived already. Yeah. Let's see here. Yeah. What else? What else? Hello, Sheena. I love your streams. Thank you for all the fun. Just wondering, how fluent is your Mandarin? My Mandarin is quite not great. I can understand less of it than I understand Japanese. To be fair, I know basics. I know really, really basics, like 你好, 我的名字是, 天上的星星. And yeah, like the main like kindergarten stuff, but I don't know a lot actually. Can't even read anything, so really, really rough. It's not very good. I don't know Cantonese. I don't know Cantonese. I only know some words in Cantonese, like food, like food in Cantonese and stuff like that. But my Chinese isn't. Yeah. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? To be fair, I can sing like Super Idol. Or no, like the. Yeah. Super Idol. Lyrics. I can sing Super Idol. Hold on. Oh, I don't know. My pronunciation. It's like Super Idol 的笑容. 都没你的天，白夜真武的江光，都没你耀眼，热爱105度的你，砥砺青春的蒸馏水。Yeah, that meme, that stupid meme. That's the only thing I know. But my Chinese isn't that great at all. Like it's crap, but it is what it is. 你不知道你有多可爱，多可爱。一跌跌倒，后悔下去，笑着再站起来。It's so bad. I'm so bad at it. 巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉 Yeah. It was nicely saying. I'm glad. My Chinese. Sheer garbage. Sheer trash. Multiple short questions. What is your favorite color? Has it ever changed? It has. It used to be pink when I was younger. And then it was blue. And then now, for the longest time, it's been rust red. Rust red for the last 10 years. Rust red. Yeah. Rust red. Hasn't changed since, so we'll see. Animal, favorite animal, crab. I think that's pretty obvious. I love crab. Crab, good animal. Really nice. Really nice. Song? I don't have a favorite song right now. What am I learning? Oh, I am learning a song right now. I'm learning, Frick. Attack on Titan ending? Attack on Titan. Tsunotama gas igi no shomei. I forgot the title. I'm terrible. Tsurano geba eyu ni chikatsuita sono me wa tochite. What was that song? What's that song right now? Akuma no ko. Akuma no ko. Let's see if I can sing a little bit of it. So we won't get DMCA'd here, right? So. Is my speakers on? It better be on. Yeah, they are. Okay. Hopefully it's not too loud. Hold on. Where is the lyrics? Somebody put the lyrics? Nobody. Nobody put the lyrics! Hold on. Akuma no ko. カラオケ。カラオケ。Trying to save my vocals. They're not doing too well lately. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Is it loud enough?
鉄の玉が正義の証明貫けば英雄に近づいたその目を閉じて触れてみれば同じ形同じ体温の悪魔僕はダメってあいつはいいのそこに壁が立っただけなのに生まれてしまった定め嘆くな僕らはみんな自由なんだから鳥のように羽があればどこへだって行けるけど帰る場所がなければきっとどこへも行けないただただ生きるのは嫌だ
Yeah, I'm still learning this one. My voice is kind of going today, butStill working on it. Still working on the tone and timing, and I'm still tripping over some of the words, so it's only been a week so far. Yeah. Oh, water bottle finished. Move on to the next one. Also, I could usually hit those high notes pretty easily, but today it's a little hard, so...Not great. yeah. We're working on it. Not the right day to sing it today, to be honest. I am vocal condition bad after a stream. after a whole stream. Hello again, Mima. Are you perhaps interested in doing some RTS-based games? Real-time strategy? I'm so bad at those. Oh my god.You guys cannot, like StarCraft, right? Does that count as RTS? Is StarCraft RTS? I used to play StarCraft. And I was horrible at it. Absolutely horrible. I just can't do StarCraft at all. Like, it's just, oh my god. I just can't keep track of everything.Yeah. Jeez. you guys really, I'm probably not gonna do RTS. Unfortunately, I am not an RTS kind of gal. I just can't handle it. I'm still haunted by the need more Vespine gas. I'm still haunted.By the Vespine gas, okay? Like, I'm not sure if I want to do it again, you know? if you guys played StarCraft, you would know. I literally have, yeah, need build more pylons. Exactly. Insufficient Vespine gas. I can't do it. Man, it just brings out the worst in me. I don't even do everything fast enough, you know? I can't do everything fast enough. It's too much, like, multitasking for me. It's not gonna be a fun stream. I don't think I'll have any fun, you know? I don't know. Maybe a more casual way, but not on stream. There's a game called Savage, which is an RTS game where you could play as a unit on the ground without another player pinged you what you had to do on the map. Man, imagine that. I don't think... Imagine if I was playing and I had to tell either Irie or Remy what to do if they were the units.I don't know, man. That's a lost cause. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I can't play RTS. I only type at 38 words per minute. You think I can play RTS? It's not going to work out. Absolutely not. Mm. Hello, hello. I would like to thank you for creating entertaining content. Thank you. You've inspired me to get back on my feet and draw again. You're a beautiful individual, and I'm happy to be part of such a sweet community. Well, I'm happy that you're happy. I'm happy that you're happy, and I'm really glad that you're drawing again. I'm very, very happy you're drawing again. Yes. Oh, the cinematic! I think I've seen it before. I've seen the cinematic for StarCraft 2. Yeah, it's very nice. It's very, very nice. What is the power balance of Phase Connect? Like, who is the strongest to weakest? What do you mean? Strongest and weakest in what? Like, we're talking about brain cells? Or we're talking about, like resilience to comments? What are we talking about? What are we talking about? What is the scale about? Like, what is the topic of this strength? What is this power? In power? In lore power level? Lore power. Oh, lore power. Oh, okay. Lore power. So, I think I'm the most overpowered right now because I've literally full time and space and so put stars in the sky. I am a celestial being, so I think it's me and then Remy, because she's like a literal murderer, like a mass murderer. And then I would have to say, ooh, this is tough. After me and Remy, it would be either Hime, because she's a royalty, so I'm assuming she could like upset, use her political power to like get what she wants. Then probably Irene, because she's also a rich, and she commands the entire Phase World military. And then Arina, because she's a robot. I think she's like actual killing machine, but she's been reset, so I don't know if those protocols are still are lying in wait, or if they've been deleted. I'm not so sure about that. And then Panko, yeah. Panko is just a small creature from the forest. Yeah, she doesn't have, like, special powers. She's just cute and small. Yeah. So that was the lore power balance. Yeah. Panko's just Babu. She's just there, you know? She's just cute. Hime's influence is kind of worthless. I'm scared for when she takes the throne. Once she takes the throne, can you imagine? I'm not so sure that will be a fun time for everyone involved. Let's see. She's gonna make, like, RGB guillotine execution shows. I would not put that past her. She'll bring back, capital punishment. She'll bring back capital punishment. Yeah. Does she look like a ninja to you guys? Does Punk look like a ninja? I don't think she looks like a ninja at all. But then again, Naruto doesn't really look like a ninja, so... Who knows? How do you meet deadlines is by overwhelming levels of work. There isn't enough time in the day for me to do the things I need to do in a day. It affects my home life drastically. My mom constantly tells me that I do nothing all the time, yet I feel like there is physically... I couldn't do any more. Balancing work, family, home, self-improvement leaves me with no time to relax. It feels like I'm crescendoing into anger and spite against the things I usually love. First of all, I don't know your situation, right? But I find that when you live with your family, I'm going to choose my words carefully here. They tend to be very crass with their words with you. They are not very emotionally aware of your situation and everything. Because your mother raised you, you will always be a child in their eyes. And that is with every family. If you live with your parents, they will always see you as a child. No matter how old that you get, you will be their child. And because you're their child, they automatically, they would constantly see you as not doing enough. Because that's what parents do. And it's not out of spite or hate. It's just that that's what parents are like. And that's just a power balance inside of your home. So that is very overwhelming. It's not because of you. It's just because you currently live with your mom. And that's just the power balance in the house, right? So try to ignore that, because you know yourself to be an adult, but you have to realize that your mother will always treat you like her child, because that's what you will always be to her, no matter what. And that's fine. That's fine. As for overwhelming levels of work, this is something I'm not too good at, because I always just work into the night when I need to meet a deadline. I am very stubborn about meeting deadlines. I refuse to extend. Yeah, if I set a deadline, I'm going to meet it no matter what. I just sacrifice sleep. Ideally, you wouldn't procrastinate and you wouldn't work on it little by little, but sometimes there's just, you can't help it. You can't help it. So you just power through it. Yeah, but I do feel like your home situation is creating some friction there, if you're crescendoing into anger and spite. You need to start doing things for yourself and not for your family. I know it's really hard. I'm also from a culture that filial piety is very important. It's very important to save face and, like, you know, impress your elders and do stuff for them. But at the end of the day, at a certain point, it's never going to be enough. And you're going to have to do things for yourself and not to impress your family. Because a lot of times you're not really, it's never really going to pan out the way you want it to. In my family's eyes as well, the gods think I only stitch the stars in the sky. I don't do much, and I stream, you know? So I'm kind of a failure to them, but I know that I'm doing what I want to do. So I'm happy with myself, and I'm constantly trying to be better at what I do. And that's what matters the most. You know, they might never understand me, but that's fine. It's fine. Yeah. Filial piety, it's very important in my culture. Yeah. Yeah, it's a type of love. It's a type of love that they give you. Try not to get angry. I know it's easy to, but yeah, relax when you can. And just keep that in mind. Yeah. Chime in at a funny time. I'm just answering questions, you know? Just answering questions. I'm gonna pop in a pause because my vocal cords are getting messed up. Hold on. Somebody sent me, "Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again?" I do feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. And I do sometimes. Thanks for making me feel like a firework again. Well, I'm glad you feel like a firework again. Thank you for that random Katy Perry. Thank you. The Halls? It's the Halls Breezers. And Barry? Cool. Colberry, Colberry. Let's see here. Do you feel comfortable or ethical sharing what kind of cigarettes you used to use? Man. I smoked a lot of menthols. Hold on. I smoked trash cigarettes. Hold on. Let me see if they still exist before I say it. Do they still exist? Oh, yeah. Camel Crush? I love Camel Crush. When I was a smoker. Had that little, like, menthol crystal in it that you had to crush before you smoked it. Don't smoke. Don't smoke. But that was my, main pack back in the day. Yeah. That's all I can say. Yeah. Anyways, moving on. Let's see. I'm not gonna do this math question. No. You like math? If so, a bat and a ball cost $1.10. If the bat costs $1 more than the ball, how much does the ball cost? I feel like this is more of a riddle than anything. If a bat and a ball together cost $1.10? Or are you saying that they cost $1.10 each? If they're together, and the bat costs $1 more than the ball, then the ball would cost 10 cents. Right? But, yeah. You like your baby voice, yes? Preserve that voice. Yeah, I don't know. That sounds correct, right? It's probably a trick question, though. I'm too tired to do any more thinking than that. Too tired. I think we have like 10 minutes left of this live. I haven't gotten anything done. I'm struggling with drawing today. I'm having a very potato hand sort of day, you know? It happens. Trying to draw something for Fishman. It is due literally tomorrow. So I'm trying to do this simultaneously, and I don't know if I'm failing, but it is okay. I will be up very late tonight doing this. Is all I can say. But thank you for all your questions today. I'm sorry if my voice sounds a little rough. I am morbid. My voice is morbid. Tomorrow we have an art stream. I must say, depending on how I feel tomorrow, it might be a shorter stream because I am exhausted. Absolutely exhausted. So if we don't get to the stream tomorrow, I'll move it to the following week. So just keep checking my Twitter to make sure I don't cancel it. I try not to cancel it because I want to be one of those professionals that the show must go on no matter what. So yeah. Also, chat. Also, everyone, butter cookies. I need you guys to help me. If you're near a computer right now, I need you guys to pick out a G Fuel flavor for me. Because that's the only energy drink that doesn't give me, like, jitters. And this is not an ad. This is not an advertisement. Like, sincerely like this formula. They did not pay me, contact me, or anything. I actually really, really like G Fuel. Yeah, so I need you guys to help me pick a flavor. Let's see, Tubbs. Not sponsored, actually. They should sponsor me, though. They should sponsor me, seriously. I will get Sakuna to try to get me a sponsorship, because I plug them so much. What are the flavors I like? I had Sonic Peach Rings before. It wasn't that great. So hopefully, maybe something like strawberry or... I'm open. I'm open. Let's see here. Oh my god, why would they make a cinnamon candy one? Oh, it's buy one, get one free. What a wonderful time. What a wonderful time to do this. Miami Nights? Let's see here. Ba, 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 ba. Third from the last. That's raspberry iced tea, and I don't want that. I don't want that. Let's see here. I like mango too. I like mango. Okay, I'll get strawberry slushy. No, that one's not part of the BOGO. Oh man. Wait, Morbius Plasma! Wait, there's a Morbius flavor. Wait, what does this taste like? I want Morbius. Wait, Morbius. Oh no, I'm gonna morb. Wait, but it's not part of the BOGO. Oh man, I don't. But it's not part of the buy one, get one. Man, if I buy the Morbius Plasma, it wouldn't be a good deal because I can't get another one. That sucks. That sucks, the big, big balls. It's almost gone. I know, I have FOMO. Who's buying this stuff? Me. I'm buying this stuff. I'm buying this, so what do you mean? I'm stupid. Let's see. I'm kind of leaning towards the mango explosion, and then we'll get the blah, 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 blah. What else? Ugh. What else? Mango. Mango's really good. Mango's one of my favorite fruits. Okay, how about mango and rainbow sherbet? Rainbow sherbet or... I think it's the only good one. Fruit punch? Is there fruit punch? Fruit punch. Oh. There's party punch, but it's fruity cereal, and I don't like that. Mango one's really good? Okay. How about melon sorbet? Is melon good? Is melon good? I do like melon. I don't like FaZe. I don't like the FaZe clan people. But if the flavor is good, I'll buy it. Like FAZE. I don't like them, but melon's not that good? Okay, never mind. Let's see. I'll get the rainbow sherbet. Get the rainbow sherbet. Phase house. A different kind of phase house. Not the F-A-Z-E house. I want the P-H-A-S-E house. Did I spell it right? Am I literate? Am I literate? let's see. I need a cup, too. I need a cup, too. Shop now. I need, shaker cups. Miami Nights, I'm not a big fan of pineapple or tropical drinks, I'll be honest. Not too big of a fan of that. Man, all their cups, all their shaker cups are terrible looking. I like the white one. I like the white one. But that's about it. They don't have any cute ones or anything. It's okay, I'll just skip out on the bottle. I'll just skip out on the bottle. Drinking straight pineapple juice. Man, doesn't that burn? Or is it just me? Or is it just me? Okay. Checking out my G Fuel. Checking out. I didn't want to do this on stream because I might, like, dox myself into oblivion, you know? We love to see that. We love to see that. Remy said the same thing. Oh, something I have in common with Remy. Ooh, I'm dying. Yeah, it's tenderizing your mouth. Doesn't it eat you back? You know what's weird? Because I like pina coladas a lot. I can drink like so many pina coladas and get really messed up from it. yeah. Okay, processing. There we go. I got some G Fuel. Better streams. I can't stream sometimes without it. Alright. Pineapple juice is good for colds because of the vitamin C. Or for what reason in general? Pina colada. Okay, got G Fuel. Nice. We're gaming now. I use it as pre-workout too. Is that weird? I use G Fuel as pre-workout. It's not the greatest pre-workout, but I use it as pre-workout. It works. It works. Straight from like the worst days. Yeah, gaming. Okay, well, I think it's been an hour and a half. I need to get this thing done for Sakuna, sadly. I'm sorry it wasn't as insightful as last time, where I'm a little low energy, actually. But it'll be better next week when I'm all better rested. I'll try to take more breaks, like 2 days off maybe in a week. Because I'm feeling very, very run down right now. Very much so. I try not to let it show, but I'll tell you now, I am feeling very overwhelmed lately. So it'll be nice. The vacation will be nice, and I'll be back better than ever. Yeah, kind of a cranky, sleepy granny right now. Yeah. But yeah, that concludes today's Sheenacast. We'll have a better one next week that is actually recorded. Can somebody remind me next time? Like, can somebody please? It's just a skill issue of mine. Next time I will have it recorded and everything. Yeah. Alright. Hopefully I can get some sleep. I probably will. I mean, my stream isn't too early, so
I could probably stay up till pretty late.
All right, guys. I will see you
tomorrow.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.